When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
B. Mitch and Finley, high noon in the District of Columbia. It's very wet here. I don't know. Oh, damn. Doc just decapitated a bobblehead. I'm not going to say who because people will think it was intentional. Right now, we're getting to the BetQL guest line. Going right to the BetQL guest line. Don't want to waste any time. We get to talk to Mike Silver. Mike, what's going on, man? How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're good, man.
We're doing great,
man. How you been?
Obviously, your career is unparalleled, but you got a new book out today, Why Is Everything? Story of Football, Rivalry, and Revolution. How excited are you for the book launch day? What's that feel like?
It feels really good. Of course, I'm on my way to an airport because you know how that goes. But you guys, I'm really excited to be talking to you because there is a whole lot of Dan Snyder dysfunction for your reading enjoyment.
I mean, you know what's interesting is we've kind of lived it, and I feel like with your book audience, it'll be really, really eye-opening.
It'll be riveting.
To like kind of a national crowd, right?
Yeah, and, you know, I couldn't put all of it in, obviously, but there are some things in there that I don't think have been covered, which you're going to enjoy. Like, for example, apparently Dan Snyder tried to strip Kyle of play calling after the 2011 season, and Mike successfully beat that back. After the 2012 season,
who did he want to call plays instead of Kyle? Mike?
Mike.
Okay.
He wanted Mike to do it. And then after the 2012 season, you know, coming off the RG3 injury and the playoff loss, Mike Shanahan goes in and tells Dan Snyder, we need to trade Robert. The rest of the league doesn't know what we know. It's not going to be as good. His value is incredibly high. We can build it around Kirk Cousins and get a bunch of picks back, and it'll be great. And it was not, as you could imagine, it was not met with a great reception, but that's pretty wild that was already where things were at that point.
Wow. Dude, I mean, all of it, just such a disaster back then. And what's really impressive, though, is kind of the amount of people Shanny built out on that staff. I mean, you talk about Matt LaFleur, Raheem Morris. The McVay stuff is so well documented. What is it like for Mike to look back at his legacy? I mean, I know you've covered Mike Shanahan a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really cool for him. Obviously, as a father, he's heavily invested in Kyle and the 49ers. There's they joke that there's a Shanacam at 49er headquarters, which what that means is they better get video of practice and meetings that day to Mike, wherever he is, so he can watch, because he likes to stay on it. And by the way, because I was spending all this time with Mike Shanahan for this book in 2022, he was all over Brock Purdy early, like after OTA footage, on tape. I have receipts in a way that I can't imagine Kyle was even, you know, figuring out. Like, Mike Shanahan was calling Brock Purdy unbelievably early. But, you know, I think he's proud of all those guys. And it's funny because there's a quote from Sean McVay in there, and talking to all of them, the scars of that experience still resonate because of the way they revered Mike and saw him not only get fired, but just get thrown through the blender. And I know he's not blameless either. But, you know, when that was done, Mike Shanahan, who should be a Hall of Fame coach, never got another opportunity and, you know, was so damaged by the experience. I think that was kind of halting for all of them, obviously, especially Kyle. But, you know, I remember at the time, it's funny, because usually when you look back at these epic collection of people on the same staff, it's like, and then they won the Super Bowl. But, like, this one, it's like, and they went on a hot streak and they hosted a playoff game. But in the league, it always felt big. Like, years later, people like, man, they took that whole outside zone scheme. Stuff drift, one pass play, and nobody ever caught up. And, you know, and the crazy game in Cleveland where they went back and ran their normal offense with Cousins. And, like, it was a pretty noteworthy thing. And yet, as we see in the book, these guys had to keep coaching for their jobs, you know, for a number of years. Kyle in Cleveland and then Atlanta. You know, Sean obviously stayed. And we also get into Chris Foerster. Come back.
Let's throw him on hold, Jeff. See if you can kind of lock that down. It's just cutting in and out a little too much. But
I would. The question I'm going to ask him when he come back is basically, like, I understand, like he said, Mike is not void of any blame himself. He is. He has some blame. But why do you think he didn't get another chance? Because I think some owners, although Dan was what he was, there are owners out there who say, he challenged it. If he stepped up and was just dismissing what I'm saying, then would he do it to us too? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think we got Mike back. Go ahead and ask him. Mike, I don't know.
The question I was asked is, like, why you think he didn't get another chance? Because I know people knew how Dan was. People knew that. But they also saw him publicly kind of just dismissing what the owner is saying. And I think a lot of owners kind of feared that as well.
Yeah. It feels to me, it's a great question. It feels to me like, it just gets so nasty and toxic that it sullies everybody. And I remember at the time, because I had just gotten NFL Network and I was going on TV on Thursday nights and Sundays with Ian Rappaport and trying to, you know, talk about the breaking news and all that. And I remember laughing, thinking, like, Dan Snyder, like, he's used to dealing with Jim Zorn or someone. Like, he does not know what he's dealing with in terms of Mike and his ability to, you know, manipulate the narrative and get his side out there. So
totally, dude.
When
things went sideways that 2013 season, Shanny could lob nuclear missiles just as well as Dan could. Probably better, frankly.
Yes, although depending on your view of what happened with the emails and Gruden, it's possible that Dan may have escalated things to another level. Who knows?
Yeah, no, I mean, you're totally right. Mike, I want to lean on the amount of football you've seen, right? And one kind of what Washington's doing now with Jaden Daniels is really impressive. And a lot of people make the comps to RG3. But I look back on that 2012 season, and basically when Kyle unveiled the read option with Robert, the league really hadn't seen that, and it caught people by surprise and kind of took over the league for a little while. Kaepernick started running it with the Niners. They got to the Super Bowl. Jaden, to me, they're not doing anything that is brand new or unfounded or a surprise. And to me, that's why this looks a lot different than 2012. I'm curious if you agree or see that differently.
Yeah, I mean, I think one thing that was a distinguishing characteristic of this group and that we saw in 2012, somewhat out of necessity, is that instead of the old school, like, hey, we're going to make this guy learn our system and fit into what we do, they were willing to be totally pliable. Like, he's only operated out of the pistol. He's our guy. Fine. We'll transport our entire system into the pistol, which is complicated. But, you know, that was a cool way of thinking that wasn't prevailing. I think now it's much more in the NFL geared toward, all right, how can we make this person shine, and even if we have to change our system? And, you know, Dan Quinn obviously is great at this and understands that. But I got to tell you guys, I was when they showed the highlight in New Orleans of RG3 throwing the long touchdown in the beginning to Garcon. And I just remember feeling like something is happening and this is weird and different. But that pass Daniels threw while getting clocked at the end of that game, I mean, you know, I know he's been great anyway, but I just, you know, put that one in a time capsule. That didn't feel like, oh, they're running some cool stuff for the kid or he's catching people off guard. That felt like this guy is a, you know, stone cold killer who is here to stay. And this fan base, as you know, deserves it so much. And I'm just praying that everything stays the way I think it is. And by the way, it's like, I don't watch every game, but every time I look up, he's like, you know, 19 of 21. I'm like, I think that's pretty good. when you complete like at least 85% of your passes as a rookie in the NFL, I feel like that's okay.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, for sure.
It is fantastic.
I can tell you, Mike, I know that through the Shanahan years and then when you were doing your work here with Ron, it is night and day different over there. It is. Nice. It like how they treat the media, how they it just everything has changed significantly. Stick it to the book, though. I know the why is everything drops today. Get it wherever you buy your books. Probably Amazon is the Amazon's got to be the book powerhouse these days, right? They're the powerhouse of everything else.
I mean, listen, however you can get it in your hands and have it count toward the sales, I am all for it.
Sure. So
I would say support your local bookstore for sure, because I am a big fan of those. But if you can click right now and add to the tally, I'm 100% supportive, and will buy you a drink, whoever you are, wherever you are, in some
you
bar.
You better be careful with that, Mike, man. You've been to spend all your profits,
yeah,
man.
You can buy me one at Harry and Izzy's in Indy
next
spring.
JP tell everybody you owe them drinks all the time. They come asking for it.
Oh, man. That was Harry and Izzy's at the Combine. That's kind of like where you go to regroup in theory, but I don't remember us regrouping a whole lot. I just remember us reloading.
Felt a lot more like hitting the gas than collecting our thoughts. But, dude, let me ask you this. As it relates to Kyle, what Kyle has put together as a head coach, what they've built in that team with the Niners, they're loaded. And they've now been to, what, 2 Super Bowls in 5 years. But does it start to feel like it's Super Bowl or bust for Kyle?
Yeah, I think it started to feel that way when he was the coordinator in Atlanta. And they were, I don't know if you guys remember this, but I'm told they were up 28-3 in the third quarter of Super Bowl 51. Mm-hmm. And, he goes and takes the San Francisco job right after that. So, yeah, look, they've been to 4 conference title games in 5 years. They've had leads in the fourth, or a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter of one of the Super Bowls, a 10-point lead earlier in the other one, 10-point lead in the fourth quarter of the NFC Championship game against McVay and the Rams in 2021. And then there was the one in Philly where they ran out of quarterbacks, and it was a disaster. But, yeah, they've been knocking on the door. It is, you know, these windows in the NFL are fleeting. You've got to seize them. The only thing I would say is he believes he's found his guy in Purdy, and I would agree with him, a guy who is elite and ascending. And so when you have a coach who's that skilled in terms of scheming it up and calling it, and a quarterback who is ascending and already that good, I feel like maybe the window stays open a lot longer than we think, even as those guys age out and they can't pay everybody.
All right, as soon as he get paid. Because as good as that team, as good as that roster is, if he gets the bag, they can't pay all those guys. Like, they got a hell of a roster around him right now.
That is 100% true, and that is why this year I have likened to the Last Dance. It's not the same. The Bulls had already won all those championships, but definitely it's going to look a lot different. Like Ayuk and Debo, I can't see them both being back next year. They just paid Ayuk, but now he's acting some kind of way because they made him change his shorts on the practice. I don't know if you saw the video on that for Friday. But
no, what was that?
He just got a $120 million extension, and I guess he showed up to practice wearing red shorts. By the way, during individual, this happened while media were there, and Kyle didn't want him wearing red. He wanted him wearing black, and they had a conversation, and then on the video, you see Ayuk, like, throwing his gloves, throwing his shoes, kicking his shorts as he takes them off, drops trow on the field, and puts some black shorts on. So I could see if he did that during his hold-in, but it just seemed weird. Like, listen, man, if you give me a 4-year, $120 million extension, I'll tell you right now, you can dress me up like a clown. You can put me in a tutu. I'll even wear Stanford clothes every day as a Cal guy, just as long as the direct deposit goes to the right place.
Sure. Dude, there was plenty of reporting during the Brandon Ayuk stuff. Does it feel like Washington maybe dodged a bullet with this guy? He's obviously a great player, but this whole summer I found his antics to be somewhere between normal contract negotiations where you push everything, you push the gas on everything, to just hyper annoying, please stop. And I imagine the Niners felt that way at some point.
Yeah, in fact, John Lynch was on the phone to trade him to Pittsburgh, and then Ayuk came in and changed his mind for the 79th time this summer and told Kyle he wanted to stay. And Kyle literally had to sprint upstairs to keep Lynch from possibly consummating a deal. So, yeah, I mean, Adam Peters knows about Ayuk, and there's some good things about him, too, and he's come a long way from his junior college days and his rookie days when he was in the doghouse. But you know, I'm looking at it now and I'm going like, well, if they had traded for Ayuk, maybe Jaden's completion percentage could get into like the high 90s, you know, instead of where it is now. he's obviously struggling. I like the fact that Washington showed restraint here. I mean, obviously they would have loved to get him, but, you know, even their second round pick next year, you know, that's got value, and giving up a player like the 49ers would have tried to get like Sam Cosby or somebody that I don't think Washington would have wanted to give up.
For sure. Last one for me, Mike. You've got to know Peters fairly well. His reputation here in Washington, and I've gotten to know him somewhat, and just total class act. It's very rare to me, and this is one thing that struck me when they were able to hire him, that a guy has a really strong reputation from kind of the front office coaches world and a strong reputation with the agents player representative world as well. Like he's bridging that in a way not everybody pulls off.
Well, I think there are going to be a lot of agents who want to get their clients to Washington in the next few years. After they saw the same tape I saw or the same live feed I saw of the quarterback. And I would liken it to what Nick Caserio's got going in Houston with C.J. Stroud.
I think we lost Mike. There he is.
Oh, hell yeah. Sorry. I would liken it to Nick Caserio and what's going on in Houston. The Texans in-house station or website interviewed me at the Combine. I was probably dragging after Harry and Izzy's.
All right, I'm going to put it.
And I was like,
Jeff,
anything they want, because life is good. And Adam Peters has a chance now to build around this special quarterback, and it's a luxury now. They can just surround him with really cool pieces on both sides of the ball. I think it's going to be great.
Absolutely.
All right, man.
The book is The Why is Everything. Go buy it out today. Mike, thank you for the time, dude. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, anytime. Sorry about the reception issues. I'm in this little part of the world called Northern California, and I'm hoping that they get some cell towers built here because, you know, we're just trying to get on the map. And yesterday was a rough day. There was a nationwide outage, so we would have been doing this on a landline. But you guys, thanks for having me. The book is everywhere. I think especially Commander fans are going to love it, mostly because instead of going like, oh, we had all those guys in the building, you're going to go, there's one guy who's not in the building anymore, and my life is now better.
Yeah, that's well all said, right, man. It's at Mike Silver. Check out Why is Everything. Thank you, Mike. Take care, dude.
Thanks a lot, you guys.
All right. That's
a play on Know Your Why?
Might be. Might just be.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.